Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 366. If you'd like a copy of it, please listen to Sharon at the end of the program. She'll tell you four different ways that you can receive one. It's absolutely free of charge. The postage and handling is taken care of as well. We have a large schedule today. The Lord tells us to be humble, and then he tells us to be strong. So actual humility is doing what the Lord says to do. Be instant in season. Focus on the Lord. Don't be like the Vatican government that has us focusing on other countries, because we're a sovereign nation and we need to focus on our domestic problems. And most of our domestic problems are regarding finances. We're sending hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars overseas for wars that the Vatican has told people like Bush and old Tony, little Tony over in England to start. And they're using our manpower to do this and our monies. Because when we smash countries, then we go in. And the Pope wants you to do this, and he will never admit it. And Bush will never either, because Bush is the Vatican's patsy. He's the Vatican's fall guy. And so the Lord says, be strong in the Spirit. Bush is told by the Vatican what to do, and he does it. And he even made a statement to that regard, and I've said it many times on radio and in my literature, that he is a puppet, a fall guy, a patsy for the Pope. Bush is not that strong of a man at all to take the kind of flack that he's getting and to continue on. Now, we're in a country over there that is doing all kinds of things. We don't know anything about their culture, and we're in there trying to straighten things out for them. And it's just a bunch of kids over there, and they're not going to straighten anything out, because the Vatican doesn't want anything straightened out. They're in there with brute force, and that is us. We are the Vatican's bruta force. With brutes, and we go into countries and smash them just because these foul-mouthed maniacs, these animals that call themselves Christians, that are nothing more than political goons, and they're looking to take over every country in the world. And when the Pope, they keep saying it's for oil. It's not for oil, it's for the egomaniac devil that works through the Vatican, the world government that is controlled by the Vatican, and also the media. It's for them to rule the world, the entire world, under the guise of democracy, when it's nothing more than dictatorship. And so, you know, we have to be strong in the Lord, though. And the Lord tells us to, we'll go to 2 Corinthians. Let's see, it's chapter 10. I'm going to try to find it here for you. Let's see, 2 Corinthians. Chapter 9, here we are, chapter 10. And it states, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what they are is mighty." They're spiritual. And the Spirit of God is what holds up the entire universe. It's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, these are demonic strongholds. And these people have such a stronghold in this world because they have the media, and that's a stronghold. If I owned the media, or if I controlled it, I would be able to exalt anything that I wanted to exalt, and to tear down anything that I wanted to tear down. But the Lord is his word. These weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. It's the word of God to the pulling down of these strongholds. Now, first of all, we need to pay attention to our domestic problems, because what we're doing is taking your taxpayer dollars, that's what the Vatican is doing, and using us as a power, a brute, animalistic power, to tear down, to bomb other countries, and to say that we're going to help them out. We're going to, free them. And we don't even know their culture. They don't want our help over there. And first of all, everybody knows that the war is a fictitious war, that Bush was told something, and he's probably half-tight on some form of booze, Jack Daniels or beer or something. So, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go there and bomb them. And, but our weapons of warfare are not like that, are not carnal, but ours will pull down these strongholds. Now, this is verse 5. Casting, we with the word of God, can cast down magistrates. We can cast down all imaginations. So that's what the world is operating on now, is imaginations. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Okay, so you don't believe in God out there. You don't believe the Word of God. You think that these brainwashed people, that they're secular, they're not even saved, and they're breaking down to you the Word of God. But let me tell you something. It takes many years to learn the Word of God and to know the meaning of the Word of God. And bringing all these imaginations into captivity, every thought. We have to, if we want to be a Christian, want to get into the kingdom of heaven, stay out of hell, we have to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, we're not to obey these people that are telling us that we have to focus on other countries and do all these things. We need to focus on our domestic problems. They are, Bush is supposed to be the President of the United States, not the King of the United States. This is like a dictatorship. He stated at one time, I don't mind being dictatorship as long as I'm the dictator. And it's not him that's dictating, though. He's just a channel for the Pope. And he's the one that's hanging in there because the Pope has guaranteed him safety, complete safety, if he'll do every ignorant, stupid, satanic thing that the Vatican tells him to do. And then it goes on here to say, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Okay, like I'm obedient to the Lord, and so therefore I am commissioned by the Lord to having in readiness to revenge. Well, I thought revenge was of the Lord. Yes, but the Lord uses his people to execute revenge on all these disobedient things that people are doing today by exposing them and tearing them down when our obedience is fulfilled. So do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any person does that, if any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him himself think this again. That as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. Now, the people of this world do not belong to Christ, and they're telling us what we should do. Now, one of the things that really got me yesterday is when I was watching an NBC special, I saw Colin Powell out there saying, not only do we bomb countries and then spend hundreds of billions of dollars to go and patch them back up again, just keep pounding them and pounding them until they get tired of war so that they will accept democracy. no matter what their culture is. And this, if this was the way to do it, believe me, I would be right in there doing it like Colin Powell and has taken orders. He's a Catholic. Bush is a Catholic. He is not a Christian. He's a liar. He said he's a Christian. But if you were a Christian, you would not say that I'll do anything the Pope says, and that you would not be building monuments to the Pope and to Rome in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. So there's Colin Powell's up there talking about all these sex crimes that are going on over in Cambodia. Well, what about the sex crimes that are happening right here in this country? There is over 1.5 billion condoms distributed per month in New York City alone. And that's not counting the birth control pills that they're handing out to preteens. Let's focusing on that. It's okay for teens to have sex with each other, but it's not all right. And I don't believe it is right. And I do not believe that it's right for adults to be having sex with anybody. And so what I'm doing by tearing down these strongholds and these false imaginations that these government has, which is Rome's government, which is actually Satan's government, controlled by the Vatican, which is controlled by that great red bag of the Bible, devil. Okay, so here's all they're showing these whorehouses in Cambodia, using girls from 8 years old on up, most of them 14, 15, and things like that. Well, of course, the law is that they can't get married, and they steal them away. They say there's over 1 to 200,000 young girls and boys kidnapped every month. Then they put them on narcotics and drugs and send them to all these third world countries. And so you really better watch your child. I see men and women leaving their children in supermarkets just wandering around, and that's how they get them. They go, these people come into these supermarkets and grab them and take them out the door, and then they have special planes that they take them over to places like Mexico, all the different Latino countries, and then Cambodia and China and all over, and they use them for the sex traffic. But at the same token, we should first focus on the domestic problems that we have right here at home, and stop bombing other countries because we're broke. Our people are sleeping out on the streets. They're homeless. And we're creating wars for nothing, just make believe. Oh, yeah, they're making weapons of mass destruction. So let's go bomb them and murder millions of children and moms and dads. And these people are crying out. And once every so often, they put some goofball on there saying, "I love war." And Bush says, "I'm a man of war." Well, the Bible says that you're not supposed to. If you're a Christian, your weapons are not weapons of warfare, the carnal weapons, but they're weapons of God, the Word of God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And that's one of the biggest strongholds. The biggest stronghold in the whole world is the Vatican, the world government, that needs to be pulled down, and right now. And also the media. Now, did you notice every Easter and Christmas it says the Pope is going to have Easter services? Does it say Tony Alamo is going to have Easter services? No. Tony Alamo is a cult. And so because of the fact that I'm telling so much truth about these people, and not only that, the abortions that they're saying, oh, these poor children, we have to go rescue them. The people that are over there are rescuing those little girls are having sex with them. They do a little TV thing and they splice out a lot of the stuff and then they have sex with them. Who do you people think you're kidding? You're kidding the whole world with your imaginations, and the whole world imagines that you're telling the truth. You know, we live in Hollywood here where you see motion pictures being done right on the streets. You can see it down on hotels and restaurants and everything. And people, they're waiting on the sidelines, and then they snap their thing, and here they walk through, making like pedestrians going back and forth. Or they'll scream if somebody is choking them or something like that. Say, no, no, that's not good. Another take. Everything is like put on. Like Shakespeare said, the world is the stage and the people are the characters, everyone. Everyone's putting on a satanic act, except people that are in the spirit. Now, you know I'm not acting because the Vatican has threatened my life and hired John Peeler and many others to assassinate me. And it's because I am pulling down their strongholds. I am pulling down this abortion racket that they've got going. And all the condoms and everything. So, we're just so worried about young people. You dirty, filthy liars. If you were concerned about our young people and young people in the world, why are you bombing them and smashing them to pieces, you lying dogs? And if you're so concerned about young people, why are you handing out, encouraging, showing them sex films in school, turning their imaginations, overstimulating them, and then providing condoms and all these different birth control pills to stop them from doing these things. So this Colin Powell says, we've got to break up those whorehouses. Colin Powell, you half-wit. You, nothing, you're just taking dictation from the devil. You, why don't you just tell the people of this world the truth here in the United States to keep our nose in our own business. There's more of this filth and degeneracy and murder, and you government people are the ones that made abortion parlors legal. First-degree murder. And also what you've done is you are providing and showing sex films in the public schools to these kids, turning them on, and then giving them prevention. But the prevention doesn't work. Protection, you call it. If it worked, then why are there so many abortion parlors? And then people don't want to use the protection. They want the real thing. And you weasels know it. And so I'm tearing these strongholds down. I've written something on this, these sex crimes occurring in Cambodia. Now, if we're a strong country and we are concerned about our domestic problems, our borders, one nation, not multi-nation, one world nation, because God broke up all the nations when they joined together. Everybody spoke one language and he destroyed it. It's an abomination to the Lord for the people to be able to all speak the same language. And that's what this world satanic Vatican government wants everybody to do, to speak the same language. They're stimulating white people to be married to black people, so there'll be just one race. There won't be any separation in races. The Lord knows that when people get together as one race, they have to come down and confound them. And so the Lord has already confounded them at the Tower of Babel, by giving them all different languages, and they couldn't build this tower any longer. And so Jesus is telling us, let's take care of the domestic problems. We have enough starving people in this country, and let's be good to other nations by being a good example to them, by not smashing people to pieces, blowing them up, the little children, innocent children, and starving people, instead of plowing the potatoes and all these different things underground because there's an abundance that would bring down the prices of vegetables and fruit and all the other things. We plow it under instead of sending it to these poverty-stricken countries to be a shining light, to feed those that are hungry, to clothe those that are needy, to give to drink, even to our enemies. This is Christianity, Mr. Bush, and you weasel, you devilish pope, and you news media that just keeps exalting that devil right out of the pits of hell every year, all throughout the year. Another thing, you know, it's like tearing down these strongholds. This is the strongholds of the devil. That's what it is. So we have to revenge all disobedience. When our obedience is fulfilled. If you're not obedient, you can't be calling the world to order. And the Vatican, Satan's Vatican and world government and media is the most out-of-order organization. How can this Colin Powell be trying to get their nose, their big fat nose into Cambodia and everything else? I say the way to get people, and they say they're kidnapping them. They've already got these children hooked on drugs and hooked on sex now, and they don't want to go back to their mother and dads. You can see them weeping and crying, and it came out in the media because they're not the smartest or sharpest knife in the drawer. They're not rowing with two oars. They're just going around in circles. And so they're so hooked on drugs and sex that they don't want to go home. And they're crying when the police come and kicking them and everything else. And they run away from home to go back to these houses of prostitution. That's what happens to these kids when they get on drugs. They're hooked. And nobody out there is preaching the gospel. And so therefore nobody knows how to pull down these strongholds except me. Because I don't see anybody else attacking or pulling down these strongholds by the Spirit, the Word of God. And there's so few people out there that are obedient, and they're talking about all these other different issues. But it just enrages me to see people like President Bush and Colin Powell telling us how to live our lives when the U.S. Constitution tells us that we are one nation. One nation under God. And God says there's only one God. There's only one Jesus. Only one body of Christ. And that's his bride. And that's us. It's not religion. And you hear these false prophets get up on television and say, well, our religion, which is Christianity. Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life. It's life eternal. Religion is of the devil, but salvation is of the Lord. We must be saved. We must be born again of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So, they believe that we are, I believe that we're a sovereign nation, one nation under God, and that we must focus everything of our attention on the sex crimes that are right here at home, that are happening here in the United States of America. And the ones that are furnishing all these things for children to have sex and have these abortions is the government and the media and also the Pope. It's all coming from Satan. So there are hundreds of thousands of Catholic priests also. Let's pay attention to that. Hundreds of thousands of Catholic priests that have molested preteen boys and also girls. They may be throwing away a few of them, these priests. You see them taking a few of them to court, but I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of these perverts. And they hide them in the Vatican. They're not really prosecuting these people at all. They're not prosecuting them. So these are sex crimes that we must take care of here in the United States. And then they say things about me, like I'm kicking husbands out of the church and marrying their wives. One of them is Michelle, and I've got her here today to tell you the truth about that. Did I ever marry you?
No.
Did I kick your husband out of the church?
Yes.
What did I kick him out for? Or tell him what he told you and so on.
He told me we were...
Who told you?
He was my husband at the time. His name is Kenya Williams. And we were married for about 3 months. And he told me that he had been committing adultery and fornication. And that the pastor knew about it. And that he was allowing him to stay in the church. And he told me, I found out that he had been carrying a gun because he had been with one of the women that he had been with. Their husband was after him, trying to kill him because he had been with their wife. And He also lied about countless other things. And so I went to the pastor, Pastor Tony, about it, and I was very troubled, and I told him what he had told me. And, of course, he said, no way.
He told you that I condone adultery?
Yes.
Fornication and carrying guns? And everybody, even the government, knows that I don't condone anything like that.
Amen.
When I was in prison for the gospel's sake, they keep saying also that I have run the church with an iron fist, that I don't allow any sin in the church. And that's right, I don't.
Amen.
And so if you ever want to come to our church, you have to be straight. You have to be obedient to the Lord so that you can pull down all disobedience. So your obedience has to be fulfilled. And I don't allow people in this church that lie, say that I believe in adultery and fornication, because I don't. And I don't believe in giving condoms out to 1.5 billion condoms every month in New York City to these preteen girls and boys, and also these birth control pills. I don't believe, and it's not a political issue at all, I don't believe in abortion. And I don't believe in faggots molesting little altar boys or any kind of boys, okay?
Amen.
And that's why I don't like homosexuality, because the Lord doesn't like it. And I noticed that they had this organization which was called Big Brothers. And what they did is take these little boys out, and they were notorious for being homosexual. And they would try to turn your son and my son on to being homosexuals. Lesbians are always trying to turn your daughters into lesbianism. And the Bible says that these people are worthy to be put to death. Not by us, Christians, born-again Christians, but God is going to put them to death, all right? Mm-hmm. Because our weapons are not carnal. We don't carry guns, bullets, and all this, and I won't allow anybody in the church that does that. But continue on, Michelle.
So when I went to the pastor and told him what he had told me about that the pastor condoned the committing of adultery and fornication in the church, of course, he said he was going to have to put him out, because he cannot allow sin in the church like that, especially someone who's spreading a lie that the pastor is condoning it. And so he asked me if I wanted to stay in the church or if I wanted to go with him. And I, of course, chose to stay. I said I wanted to stay and serve the Lord.
I asked her, are you going with him or what? because he can't be here, and mm-hmm. you're his wife, and if you want to go, then it's okay. Go right ahead.
Amen.
So I didn't say, oh, good, I'm kicking him out. Can I marry you?
No.
And did I marry you?
No.
All right. Okay, so, of course, as I'm tearing down these strongholds, and the strongholds that I'm tearing down are lashing out to me, saying, you know, that I'm putting people's wives out of the church, and that I am marrying them. I'm putting people out to marry them. Folks, you know, I'm 72 years old. I don't look it. I look like I'm about 45. It's what most people say, maybe at this stretching at 50 years old. But I'm 72 years old. I'm not looking to marry a bunch of women. All right?
Amen.
And so go ahead and finish off.
So at the time, I was 3 months pregnant with my son. And of course, he said that if we stayed, that the church would take care of us. And I've been in the church ever since. My son's 13 years old now, and we're both doing very well in the Lord.
Does your son go to school?
Yes, he does.
Is he taught not to commit adultery and fornication?
Amen.
Is he taught not to sin?
Yes.
Is he taught not to murder people?
Yes.
Is he taught not to get girls pregnant and then have an abortion?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, you people want to believe this dung-flinging organization called the Vatican and their fringe groups. They got a bunch of backsliders like her ex-husband, and they're saying all these things about us because I've kicked them out of the church. And if you want to believe them, there isn't anything I can do to stop you believing. I can't stop people from lying. Mm-hmm. As I can't do it, and I can't help. I pray that the people out in the world will not believe what they're saying, so that their own souls will be saved.
Amen.
But if you wish to believe these filthy dreamers, well, then that's your business. I cannot stop you from believing all these lies. They're saying that I have 100 wives because I put out a piece of literature. I like to preach the whole Bible, and I do. And Moses had 3 wives. And David had many wives. God gave them to him. And they say, Tony Alamo preaches that polygamy is fine. I'm saying it's not a sin that will send your soul to hell, but it is a sin to go out and have sex with women, get them pregnant, and send them over to a abortion parlor to have an abortion. If you want to have relationships with a woman and she is saved, she's born again with the she's born again Christian, well then marry her. But this is what the Vatican, the Bible says that they forbid marriage. This is the Vatican forbids marriage and even gives a tax break to you if you don't get married. The Bible says be fruitful and multiply, be married, let the young women marry. And young women means when a woman reaches puberty. And I don't care if they want to keep calling it a sin. They're dirty liars. They're lying about everything. Do you want to go and support Cambodia with dollars and send our troops over there and to all these other countries? Or do you want to preach the gospel to them? That's a lot more reasonable.
Amen.
Worth saving this country hundreds of billions of dollars, this church of mine. In my tapes, because people that were selling drugs are not on drugs anymore. And they spend billions of dollars to try to rehabilitate these people with worldly methods, and worldly methods don't work. It takes the Holy Spirit of God to live in people. In order, this same Spirit that holds up the whole universe and keeps the world spinning and keeps the sun going up and down at the same time, and the moon coming up, and we can even predict when that's going to happen because the Lord is such a precise God. No, we have to do things the Lord's way, and then we'll be blessed. We preach the gospel to all these different countries. They will eventually receive it. Well, you say the Muslims won't. Well, you're a liar again, because I've won thousands of Muslims to the Lord, maybe hundreds of thousands or millions of them. Okay? And another thing, too, you Christians trying to preach that I'm not saying that if you're the law of the land here in the United States that you're supposed to be married to a lot of people, but I'm just saying it's not a sin in the eyes of the Lord. If the Lord tells you to be married, don't just do anything on your own. We're supposed to be under the Spirit of the Lord. If the Lord told you to get married, well, then you better, all right?
Amen.
And if he tells you not to be a polygamist, then you better not.
Mm-hmm.
Because God will make sure that these heathen devils will throw you in prison for such a thing as that. Because even though God says it's all right, God said, to David, he said, I gave you the daughters of Saul, and I gave you his wives, W-I-V-E-S, plural, daughters of Saul. Not daughter, daughters. And I gave you the daughters of Judah and the Israel and Jerusalem and all these people. And if that were not enough, all you'd have to do is ask me, God said, and I'd have given you more because you're a godly man. You're not, a sex pervert. If you're a sex pervert, you're not supposed to be married to a lot of women. And Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And I don't believe he had sex with all those women. A wife, if you look in the dictionary, is a housekeeper. It can be the keeper of an inn, a motel, or something like that. That doesn't mean she's having sex. How could one man have that much sex? Gideon had how many sons? 70, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
70 sons. Do you think that they all came from one woman?
No.
And I don't know, I think I said it before, but Moses had 3 wives. And these are all people that were highly esteemed in the eyes of God. The only place where Solomon got into trouble with it was because that he married a, people that were not Christians, that were not, that didn't believe in God, and they pulled him away from the Lord. And so he lost everything that he had. Okay? And now this abortion has to stop. That's a nice word for first-degree murder. You may get by with it here in this world, but when you stand before God, and that might be sooner than you know, everybody's fearing that some kind of catastrophe or disaster will happen to your area. And if it does, you will not be able to stop it, because I don't care how much they plan with whistles and bells and all these different things. When God wants to do something, he doesn't have to send a tsunami. He can send hailstones 100 pounds each out of heaven and smash anybody he wants to pieces because they disobey, they don't believe his word. And he'll send you strong delusions to make you believe that abortion is right. Well, what about the women? Well, what about standing before God on Judgment Day? Amen?
Amen.
What about that? And then what about burning in hell and screaming your head off in the lake of fire forever and ever? That's what you better worry about. And they're saying that, that I'm abusing children. That's ridiculous. I've never abused anybody in my life. I take better care than them, and I have all... health food people and all the people in church will say, I take better care of them than their parents did.
Amen.
And a lot of parents are jealous because of it, but there's a lot of parents that are very happy about that. Okay, so we also have some testimonials here. So where's the first one from?
From Zimba, Malawi.
Yes.
Dear Pastor Lamo, I'm sending you greetings from all the way in Malawi. I am very excited to tell you that I have at last accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and that he came and died on the cross after reading through your literature entitled The Messiah. Formerly, I was in the world not knowing God, neither did I know about his Son, the Messiah. But after reading through your literature, I now know that I was lost, but now I've been found. I was in the dark, but the Lord God has brought me into the light. I am therefore a born-again Christian and a son of the living God. As of now, I have no Bible, and if possible, send me one, and also your booklet, The Messiah. If you will also send to me any other books that can help me to know God well, I will appreciate it. I now attend church at African International Church. May the Lord God richly bless you for the good works you've been doing. Yours faithfully, Mr. Stephen from Zimba, Malawi, Africa.
Okay, and do we have another one?
Yes, from Vandalia, Missouri.
Okay.
Pastor Mr. Tony Alamo, this was really a blessing for me because I have at least another 2 years left. Glory to God always that touched me with the ministry's newsletters and Messiah book. You are awesome to God. That's why he blesses you, to bless everyone else. I need prayer for my family to stay together and love one another and have life and never lose one another. Please pray for myself to have peace. God bless you, your family included. All peace from Vandalia, Missouri.
Okay, Father God, we pray thee that you will continue blessing this tape, message, and use my mouth, Lord, as a double-edged sword to pull down every stronghold that exalts itself against the Word of God, against the right way. People that are pushing the wrong way are the ones that are going to burn in hell in the lake of fire. All those that are part of this new world order, which is powered by the great red dragon, the devil, and part of its world government and part of its media, they're all, if they don't repent, they're going to be screaming their heads off forever, and there'll be no remedy for them whatsoever. Lord, anoint that souls will be saved and that the devil will be stopped and that the strongholds will be pulled down. And also, this should strengthen the church. For we prayed in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, after all this, I'd like to sing you a little song. We should pray without ceasing, the Bible says. Pray without ceasing. So, I ask you a question in this song. How long has it been with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet?
since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret. How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden?
And you called him your friend. How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven?
How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and prayed that the day
since you knew that he cared for you?
Can you call him your friend? How long has it been
since you knew that he cared for you?
Praise the Lord. All right. Now we go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And let's see. This is where we put on the whole armor of God. So it tells us here, put on the whole armor of God. This means read the Word of God. God is our armor. He's our defense. He's our Lord, our shepherd, our bright and morning star. So put on the full armor of God, not just, or the whole armor, not just part of it. The only part of the armor of God, the only thing that the armor of God doesn't have is armor for the back. And the Lord tells us to be strong. And it also tells us to be meek. Now, as I said before, being meek means to be strong in the Lord. Meek before God. He says, this is a commandment, put on the entire Word of God. That you may be able to stand in this world against the wiles of the devil. Well, the whole world is possessed with the devil. The entire world. And for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. There's principalities. You know, these devils have principles, you know, their own principles. They don't go by the principles of God. Principalities against powers. They have satanic powers. But we do. And against the rulers of the darkness. of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, spiritual wickedness, it's like a trickle-down system. Spiritual wickedness comes from the people in high places, the rulers of this wicked world. And it trickles down like they show pornography on television. And this didn't come from the wickedness of people in low places, but the people in high places are the ones that put that stuff on television, and they're the ones that make it, they think, cool to be a homosexual when God says he's going to burn you in the pit of hell and the lake of fire forever. And you'll be screaming your head off, and you'll be chewing on your tongue, gnawing on it for pain, and gnashing on your teeth. And so if you think it's cool to follow what these powers and principalities of darkness in high places are telling you to do, well, then you have a will. And your will decides whether you will follow the Lord and believe him like Eve didn't. And she had to die. And they were in paradise forever if they would have kept the commandments. And the commandment is to obey God, not man. Because when you obey man, you're going to go to hell and the lake of fire. This whole machine of Satan, the Vatican, the world government, and the media, is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is one corporate body of people that have accepted, have rejected the word of God and have accepted the word of Satan. And that's what that is. And this is coming from high places. Verse 13. This is chapter 6, verse 13 now, in Ephesians. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Not part of it, but all of it. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And we're actually living in the most evil days that there ever has been on the face of this earth, and the Bible tells us so. And the flying saucers are scanning the earth, showing the people to become one with Christ. The flying saucer is a wheel within the wheel. The inside wheel is Christ in the midst of the church, the seven churches. It mentions in the book of Revelation that Christ walks within the seven candlesticks, the golden candlesticks, which are representative of the church. And in the first chapter of Ezekiel, I'm going to keep saying this because they keep running pornography and I want to keep running my mouth with the word of God, all right? Bop, 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 bop. You know, they don't just say it once. They say it over and over again until it gets into your brain like the hair in a drain. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what the devil keeps doing. He keeps repeating. It's okay to be a homosexual. It's cool. Everybody's doing it, aren't they? No, not the born-again Christians. They're not doing it. It's so repulsive to us that it says stinks.
Amen.
Whenever I see the same sex walking down the street kissing each other, I want to turn my child's head. That's perversion. And it's nauseating to the Lord. Read the first chapter of Romans and read in the Old Testament where the Lord rained down fire, brimstone, and sulfur upon those cities that did such evil, wicked things. And they tried to even put the make on the Lord when he was there. And these angels had smitten them with blindness because of the evil, homosexual, filthy, degenerate crime. So filthy that they even tried to turn the Lord on. That's so sick. And it's amazing that the people in this world have degenerated to such a state that they would receive such things. It's a shame to be a faggot. And if you'll never see on the news where I apologize for what I'm saying, friends. You know, you may get these wispy, not strong Christians to do that. But the Bible says, commands you to be strong in the faith. In other words, be subjective unto the Lord. He says, be meek before him. Meek means if he tells you to blast him, then blast him, or else you're going to hell in the lake of fire, and you're going to be screaming your head forever, chewing on your tongue, gnawing on it, and screaming out for help, and there is no help, and there's no exit, and there's no end to it. Okay, so these are the evil days, and having done all, in other words, we have to do everything to stand. What does that mean, to stand? In other words, if we stand, we're going to continue on being saved. But if we fall away, then we fall into the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it says there'll be a great falling away into Satan. And they'll begin saying that he's God. And who is able to make war with this beast? Well, let me tell you, I've made war with him because the Lord commands me to do that, to pull down Satan's strongholds and the evil in this world. And you better do it too, but don't try it until you learn the word of God. And having done all, to stand. You want to stand, you don't want to fall away. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. Your loins belted. Put on a belt to hold your armor on. About with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. So the breastplate is for your heart, your spirit. And you got to know that you're righteous or you won't be able to stand. You'll always be convicted. Did I do right today? Did I do wrong? No, you've done, if you have the breastplate on, you know you're doing the right thing. You're walking in the spirit. There's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. When you do that, you have the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace, we're not talking about peace on, we're talking about peace in the Lord. You'll have peace on earth if you have the Prince of Peace living within you. And then, above all, taking the shield of faith. What is the shield of faith? In other words, you have to fight and you have to defend yourself. Be strong, be meek, and obey what the Lord says. Being meek is to do what the Lord says, and that is be strong, not weak. Don't be weak like a woman. Be strong like a man. Wherewith you'll be able to quench with this shield of faith all the fiery darts that I'm pushing men out of the church and marrying their wives, a dirty lie.
Amen.
And that I'm a child abuser and a child molester. Lies! There isn't one child in this whole church that could tell you anything like that. So, but we do have the shield of faith to be able to ward off, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, we're going to stop here at verse 17 because my time is up. Now, if you want that kind of power, you have to have it in order to be obedient to the Lord. Meek means you be strong when the Lord tells you to be strong. Amen?
Amen.
Don't even look weak. Amen?
Amen.
And don't let the devil see you crying.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
All right, so say this prayer so that you can have this power within you and salvation forevermore in heaven instead of weeping your head off and gnashing on your teeth eternally. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Get baptized, fully submerged in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for you shall have power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And now here is Sharon to tell you how to receive a copy of this program, number 366. It's absolutely free. Postage and handling as well.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Now, the Bible states, Jesus said, and if you want to be meek, be what he says, then he says, pray without ceasing. And here's H.B. Barnum's Life Choir, Prayer Choir, singing Life Prayer Song.